Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence. I'm Caitlin Wagenfield.
And I'm Roy Letts. Welcome back to Prevention Nation. It's Roy here with Abby, and so today we're going to talk a little bit about what's the phrase? What do you call these? Like
Awareness
Month. Awareness Month, exactly. Yes, Awareness Month. So I think we're going to start out with, because it's the end of January now, we're going to, you know, January has been Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and so we're going to kind of close that out, but with the concept and idea that we would like to extend to our listeners, that Awareness Months are not an opportunity to only think about it for that month. The January Trafficking Awareness Month is to raise awareness, but we should be taking those lessons, those things that we've learned through the month, the protective factors, the risk factors,
the myths and misconceptions.
Yeah, myths, misconceptions, the vulnerable populations, the all those things. We should be carrying that with us throughout the year and thinking about it every month, thinking about it every time we see a news article or something, a police report about a human trafficking incident or case. So please keep human trafficking awareness in your brains and in your hearts all through the year. On that note, though, we are going into February, which is what?
Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
Yeah, TDVM, right?
TDVAM.
VAM.
Awareness.
Yeah. Yeah, Awareness Month. Oh, my goodness, right?
It's a big, important word in there.
That is a big, important word. Okay, so Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. What do they need to know, Abby? Why is this month important to bring awareness?
Oh, boy. So I think it's important, especially, you know, I used to do the junior high program. And one of the things that I'm sure that now Melinda does and Caitlin with the high school program is, when we're talking about domestic violence and abuse, unhealthy relationships, et cetera, really just reminding the teens that, unfortunately, it isn't just adults that these things happen to. It's not just, you know, parents and married people and whatnot. Unfortunately, whether because they don't have the correct, you know, tools and experience and things like that, or they just are, unfortunately, have those tendencies of an abuser, those behaviors, it does happen to individuals who are younger, who are teens. So bringing awareness to that, bringing them resources, things like that.
Yeah, I think you said something really cool there, really important about experience and tools. Like, if you think about it, you apply that to any other area of life and skill. You think of, like, entering into the workforce. You don't ever have experience knowing what it's like to punch in, punch out, be busy for 8 hours a day, so to speak, like actually doing a job, being held accountable to all these things. So, you know, young people get jobs and they make a lot of mistakes. They come in with maybe some really poor, not skill sets, I'm thinking of like really poor habits, you know, of like not doing their homework right away and stuff, you know, so that carries over into their experience, into the employment, the world of employment. Right. Like, you know, I don't know how to keep myself busy. I don't know how to find things to do. I don't know how to be,
be on time.
Exactly. And when you're at school, yeah, you get a tardy, but at work, you can actually get terminated. Mm-hmm. So I think of it very much like that world, you know, going into the world of employment, is that they're coming into these, you know, relationships that are where they're dealing with really complicated physical emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, entering into those concept of intimacy and sexual relationships.
And that's all new.
All brand new to them. Right. Totally brand new. And then dealing with the peer component of me dating. How does that impact my current friendships? What are my friends? Mm-hmm. Are they going to give me a hard time about it? So, I mean, it becomes very complicated relationships. They're going to make a lot of mistakes. And a lot of those mistakes are going to fall within the scope of either violent or unhealthy or abusive, as much as they can healthy and non-abusive, you know.
Right, and they might not realize, because this is their first relationship or their second, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, they have no experience to draw upon.
They don't realize, you know, when we go in and do these presentations, when we say, this isn't normal, this isn't healthy, and a lot of them are obvious, right? Like, they shouldn't be harming you. They shouldn't be forcing you to do things you don't want to do, okay? But those other more control strategies or things like gaslighting or isolating you and things like that, those very obvious signs of an abusive relationship, you know, when you paint this picture for the teens, you can kind of see the wheels starting to turn in their heads right. of, oh, I didn't think of it that way, or I didn't realize that's what was happening, or, you know, things like that. So I think it's awesome that we have this month to bring awareness to these issues that these teens could be facing.
Absolutely. And you said something pretty cool there, like when you think about, you know, they're in these relationships and they, you know, they might, it's not necessarily abusive if the person's, you know, telling you what to do and stuff like that, or doing what they want to do all the time. But if you haven't ever really set boundaries and don't know what a relationship's like mm-hmm. about, you know, I thought you were supposed to, I mean, I'm kind of reflecting back on myself as a teen. Right. When you start dating, it's like, I thought I was supposed to be interested in everything they do and I want to do everything they do. So then right. when they pick everything, I don't know that that's unhealthy. I don't even understand that that's unhealthy until I realize after a while, we don't ever do what I want to do. You know, so for a period of time, it just feels normal, infatuation, being new, mm-hmm. you know, that whole honeymoon, you know, period.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, I can see why teens wouldn't even... It would be very complicated for teens to understand what is the abusive stuff is the clear stuff, but it's that unhealthy, those boundary concerns mm-hmm. That are real problematic. So
for sure. And I think it can be hard for them to kind of decipher these things because they have their friends who mean well and might be telling them, hey, this is unhealthy, this isn't normal, you deserve better, etc. And in their head, they're like, well, you don't know, you don't understand, you're not in this relationship, or you're jealous, things like that. And then if the parents are saying things, they're like, well, you're my parents and I'm not going to listen to you. And
right.
So it can be very complicated. That's another just layer to it of
yeah, them developing independence as a human being.
Right. Yeah. So it's very complicated.
It is. And you said a word too in there. I think jealous is one that's mm-hmm. difficult for a lot of adults. So definitely difficult and challenging for younger people because jealousy... in a certain way feels very complimentary. Oh, you're jealous. You don't want me seeing other people. You don't want me around other people. You mm-hmm. love me so much.
Right.
It's very validating and confirming and feels so wonderful. But
I'm the most important person, all of that.
Yeah. But it can become very dangerous and yeah. not just unhealthy if the root cause of that is coming from deep insecurity, control issues, and all sorts of stuff right. like that. Whereas, but it doesn't have to also necessarily develop into that. It can just right. be, again, I've never been in a relationship before. I'm feeling some jealousy. Mm-hmm. Maybe if we talk things through, I can learn to develop some security around our relationship and put aside the jealousy. So, I mean, it's not a, you know.
Right.
But again, the nuances of new relationships, I think it's important that we teach it. So to make this a little fun, this podcast, though, because if you want to hear more about that, you can take our power programs, right? Or we can do it, or we can do an episode later this month on specific elements of
Definitely.
Our power programs. But to make it a little more fun, let's do this, Abby. Let's.
Oh boy.
Yeah, let's talk about what do you think is same and different about dating, teen dating, from when you were a teen to now, mm-hmm. and I'll do the same. So let's start with what do you think's different? I don't know. What should we start with, different or same?
We'll start with different just because okay. you said that.
So what's different between your dating when you were a teen? Do you want to say how old you are? I don't know how old you are.
I just turned 30. Yes. So I was saying earlier, I'm kind of an interesting population because I was right at that age where friends were starting to get phones. We were on social media, but you weren't constantly on your phone or on social media. It was starting to become a thing, you know, what you posted. Oh, were we in a relationship on Facebook and things like that? It was starting to become part of the culture and what's important in relationships and in yeah. daily life for youth and adults too, obviously. But it wasn't nowhere near what it is today where there's just so many layers to it, and it's so multifaceted, and so, teens are so dependent on all of that. So okay. when I think of the differences in relationships, that's definitely the big thing that always is glaring to me, just because I am, like, what, 3-4 years from my dating experience as a teenager being so different in regards to phones and social media and things like that.
Okay. Well, I don't think mine's going to be much different. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm 52, and there was definitely no... I mean, there was none of that. There wasn't even phones. I mean, right. You know, so yeah, for me, what was different was that dating was much more focused on small circles of friends, you know, mm-hmm. like all the kids in my school weren't aware if somebody started dating or not. Mm-hmm. It was just that little circle of friends that started from a note passed in the class that said, hey, will you be my boyfriend or girlfriend or dating partner? Circle yes or no. I mean, you know, I mean, there was no posts. There was none of that challenge of like nowadays kids post pictures of each other, you know, like dating mm-hmm. and, you know, it's this concept of
the now soft launch.
Yeah, the soft launch. And now we're actually a couple because we're posting pictures with each other. I don't even understand this.
Though. It's so complicated now where it's like, you know, oh, well, who are you following? And why are you liking this person's picture? And why am I not in your profile picture? Or why? It's so crazy to me now because now it can be seen as a red flag for these teenagers if they don't have social media. Mm-hmm. Because it almost seems like they're hiding something. It's like, why does that instantly where your brain goes to? And I'm sure that is the case for some of these shady little teens, just like adults. But still, it's like, oh my gosh, how would you have survived 10 years ago as a teenager, y'all? Like like location, which in and itself.
Sharing location with your partner. That's what you do. You know.
It's wild to me.
It's interesting that you say that because like, that's also, it hadn't even occurred to me, that component makes it more of the jealousy. Like, I never had jealousy like, oh, somebody I was dating liked somebody else differently than they like me, really. It's just, it didn't come up often unless you directly saw them cheating or holding hands with somebody else. But now it's like, oh, it opens up a whole world of opportunities for jealousy and control when you say, oh, you didn't like my post earlier, but you liked so-and-so's Instagram post. Why'd you do that?
Or why'd you lie about where you were earlier?
Yeah, why'd you lie about because I saw in your location? Or why are all of your friends on social media, all of your followers, you know, boy or girl or somebody, you know,
and
whatever.
And commenting all these things.
Yeah,
and
why'd they comment, you eat, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, it opens up a whole different opportunities than you and I ever experienced for jealousy, control, manipulation, coercion, conflict in general. So
definitely. And I think another piece of that too is I actually saw a post about this the other day with TikTok being down, not down, etc. And someone said, you know, how am I supposed to come up with my cute date ideas and things like that? And someone said, you know, back in the day, we came up with everything all on, and I appreciate that effort, I do, but it's like, use your imagination.
Yeah.
Go and do whatever. Like, you don't need the internet telling, it's kind of just like trends in general. It's like, you don't need the internet and social media to tell you what's normal or what is what you need to be doing, or I don't know. There's that layer to it too that definitely was not when I was younger, of people feeling like they needed, it's kind of like the prom proposals and all that too. Some people for sure, but it seems like things like that now, it could be a boyfriend, girlfriend.
It's a social norm now to do that.
Right. It's like they need to go all out and do these big, huge, extravagant things. And while there is, you know, love and concern and effort there, which is awesome, it's kind of like, are you doing this because you truly want to do this, or are you doing this because you feel like you need to for social media?
Yeah. And it's very performative. It's very,
So there's that piece to it too with social media nowadays that. That pressure was not, I don't know, it's just different.
Okay, so different, done. What's timeless? What are things that you think are really no different from dating from when you were a teen to what teens are experiencing now?
So I think, you know, you're always going to have making them feel special. You're always going to have, on the opposite end of it, that there can be jealousy there. Going on dates, they might look different these days, but going on dates, things like that, butterflies and those good feelings too. I think that some of those just classic like or love elements are just never going to go away. That feeling of your first kiss, things like that, the anticipation of going on a date, you know, it might look a little different, but I think some of those things are just, they're not going anywhere. Which is good, because those are just such human experiences and emotions that even as these things change, they're not going anywhere, which is kind of comforting.
Yeah, I think you said it. I don't think I have anything to add to that hardly. It's weird. I think you're exactly right, is that all these other things we're talking about, social media, Instagram, mm-hmm. locations, all that stuff, those are all
it's like fluff.
Yeah, it's all fluff. It's all peripheral stuff. It's mm-hmm. stuff that's around that they're... It's barriers and things they have to navigate around. Mm-hmm. But I think to the point of the question of what's the same is we're human. And you said that. We're all human. Mm-hmm. These are human emotions. Interpersonal relationships, mm-hmm. they're the same no matter what. You might have different, barriers and challenges, but ultimately... Like you said, that butterflies, worrying about what your outfit looks like.
Right, putting it together. Or on that opposite spectrum, if you have a breakup, having your friends there and eating some ice cream and watching old sad movies or old songs. And, those aren't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That feeling of when you see somebody and you want to ask them out. Just right. That, oh, my gosh. The worry that they're going to say no. The insecurities with adolescence that happen. Mm-hmm. You got a zit. I have to cancel the date tonight. I can't see. I can't go to school with her or him seeing me with this big zit. I think those are just normal, as you mentioned. Those are normal human feelings and experiences that go along with adolescence, mm-hmm. regardless of generations. So, yeah. But they're not passing notes anymore. That's definitely different, right? Or do you think they still pass notes? Like, will you date me? Circle yes or no?
I mean... They might a little bit, but the funny thing is they probably see it as, like, old school. And, I don't think they do it out of instinct anymore. I think they do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to ask some of our YUP students, or the next time one of us goes to the schools, we'll have to do a room check of if people still do that. I hope so, because, some of those old little notes, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, or friends, like, I still have some of those.
Yeah.
They're funny to look back on.
Well, they were sweet and sincere. Well, so in this, to close out this discussion, we just talked about some things that are different and some things that are similar. Why do you think it's important for us as educators who teach about healthy relationships and teen dating violence awareness and such, why do you think it's important for us to have a conversation about similar and different with relationships?
I think it's...
I surprised you with that question. I'm sorry.
You did. I think it's important, similar, because it shows, when we go in and have these conversations with youth, like, we aren't, no matter how old we are, everyone's experiences are different, but there's certain things, like we were saying, that are just standard human experiences or emotions or rites of passage that, you could be talking to your best friend, you could be talking to your grandma. There's that connection piece and the relatability to it.
Right.
But I think it's also important to point out the differences, because things do change and we're aware of them, and we're not, maybe we're not super into every single trend and we know every single word or experience or things like that that these teens are going through. So just reminding them that, we are the same but different. It's some things stay the same, but things do change. And that's okay. If we weren't changing and evolving as a species, then what would we be doing?
Right, right. So. I mean, that's a great answer, because that's kind of where I want to close this off with also, is that we have to be well-rounded in our ability to teach and educate and have conversations with mm-hmm. people of all generations, all ages, about this stuff. And I think if we... being aware of the differences, I think that's critical, mm-hmm. so that way we aren't dismissive of the challenges that kids nowadays are going through. We can be aware of what that is. We may not have personal experience mm-hmm. with that, but we can have a discussion with them about it, and we can at least hear them and not be dismissive of that they're really upset because an Instagram post got put out and that, blah, blah, blah. We can be aware of that. And then I think it also makes us well-rounded to be aware of the similarities, because that kid that might be hurting, or that kid that might be scared, or that kid that might be confused about relationships and mm-hmm. things, we don't have to get bogged down with locations and social media and all.
Right.
We can have a conversation, one human to another, and be, open and able to just relate, like you said, relatability, that, hey, I know what it felt like to feel hurt or scared too. So, yeah, I think it's important we're aware of all those similarities and differences. On that note, Abby, anything you have to say to our listeners before we close it out?
Just a reminder to be kind, spread awareness, enjoy the sunshine this week.
That's a great one. My advice would be for the adults and parents out there, talk with your kids about their relationships. Talk with them about the things that are impacting them. And for the youth out there that who might be listening, talk with us adults. Include your caregivers. Include your friends. Understand that relationships are complicated. So just hang in there and learn as much as you can. On that note, take care of yourselves and each other.